relationship forward and agreed to exchange further work regarding commitments of non-interference.
The suspect in a standoff at a bank near Atlanta is dead. There's no confirmation if he took his own life or was killed by police. The man claimed to have a bomb and was holding hostages at the Wells Fargo branch in Marietta. The suspect called WSB-TV and said he was a homeless veteran who had been kicked out of a VA hospital earlier this week. USA Radio News.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs a little help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 4 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 4 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
President Trump meeting with more than just Russian President Vladimir Putin at the G20 conference. Here's Chris Barnes.
President Trump sitting down with other leaders on the sidelines of the summit in Germany, including Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto.
It's great to be with my friend, the President of Mexico, and we're negotiating NAFTA and some other things with Mexico, and we'll see how it all turns out.
As that meeting wrapped up, a reporter asked President Trump if he still expects Mexico to foot the bill for construction of a southern border wall, the president immediately saying, absolutely. I'm Chris Barnes.
A court hearing taking place for two men facing 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter in connection with last year's ghost ship warehouse fire in Oakland. Derek Almina and Max Harris accused of illegally converting a warehouse into a housing and entertainment venue, thus creating a fire hazard. They were expected to enter pleas today, but their hearing has been delayed until August 4th. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
A man who was jaywalking is dead after being struck by a car during a jaywalking protest. Here's more.
The crash happened on Dobson Road near First Avenue last night as protesters were gathering to demonstrate against the videotape arrest of another jaywalker. The deadly crash is now the 10th in Mesa this year, and that's the reason why jaywalking enforcement has been beefed up in the area. The protesters were speaking out against the jaywalker being violently arrested after refusing to comply with the cops' commands last month. The incident is now under review by the Mesa Police. I'm Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
Spain is now being issued a warning to expect even more immigrants coming from Africa.
The United Nations Refugee Agency is advising Spain to prepare for an increasing number of immigrants from North Africa fleeing poverty and conflicts in the region. The number of immigrants reaching Spain across the Mediterranean increased 75% in the first half of this year, with numbers increasing even more in the last month. Officials say the numbers reaching Spanish shores is already stretching their resources.
A woman accused of killing her husband and four of her children in Georgia is acting very strange in court. Isabella Martinez shook her head and smiled at the camera as counts were read against her in court today. When offered the choice to be appointed an attorney, she said her attorneys are the people and her faith. Throughout the hearing, she waved her arms and gave thumbs up. Police say she stabbed and killed her husband and her children in their home earlier this week. USA Radio News.
Hey, we'll be here, the sports guys, in just a minute, but I wanted to bring you the weather, and Bill is here. So, Bill, guess what day you should go down to the boat?
Tomorrow.
Actually, from what it looks like, Sunday's going to be the better day.
Any we bad have, weather tomorrow?
Well, we have heavy rain, 50% chance of it tonight. I don't know if it rained here, but north of here, where I am about 10 miles north, it poured this morning. It was just unbelievable.
But how's it look for tomorrow?
Well, for tomorrow, it looks like in the morning, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11, and then a slight chance of showers between 11 and 2, high of about 86 degrees, but the really nice day should be Sunday. Prediction is sunny and 83 degrees. So that really looks like it should be a really very, very nice day. I don't have the prediction for the shore, but this sounds great. Into Monday, mostly sunny, then a slight chance of thunderstorms. Same thing on Tuesday, although it's a chance, about a 40% chance of thunderstorms. High both days around 87 degrees, so when it starts getting that hot, we have more humidity, and, of course, that's when we have the chance of the thunderstorms.
Well, you know, Pat, every late afternoon, there's always a chance of a thunderstorm when you get to July and August. We just get into those weather systems, and you never really know what you can expect.
Well, especially when it's that hot.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll bring you a couple spots, including who brings us weather, and then we'll be back with the sports guys. And again, I do want to warn people, if you're going west on 78, there was a serious tractor-trailer accident earlier today. It may still be somewhat backed up. It was certainly backed up, and hopefully they have it cleared now, because if they don't, there will be at least gawkers, because there was a hazardous waste was there, and there were a lot of other trucks. So even after they had pulled the tractor trailer out of the, it actually was west, went off the road, went through a guard rail and down into an incline, and was a fairly serious accident. Looked like it might be just the one truck. But in any event, if you're backed up on 78, believe me, you'll get through. And you'll get through faster if your fellows in front of you don't just gawk. So we'll be back after these two spots.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, it's the sports guys, and we're going to concentrate on Bill because I think we're talking baseball today.
Well,
and maybe I'll be able to get a little football in, but I guess since it's July, so what's happening in baseball?
Golly, Pat, it's July. You're not even to training camps yet, and you're already missing football. Training camps don't open for another 2 weeks, Pat.
Well,
what are you
going
to do for 2 weeks? You're going to have to go to work and practice law. Good gracious. Well, folks, Derek Jeter is trying to buy the Miami Marlins, and, he just lost one of his big billionaire backers. Chicago billionaire Richard Chafis pulled out of the group because Jeter wanted to have control without putting in as much money as Chafis thought he should put in. It looks like Jeff Luria, who owns the Marlins and my Philadelphia Eagles, has a $1.3 billion asking price for a team that's lost money. Now, Jeter and others have submitted different bidding groups, including Jeb Bush's son.
Let me ask you something.
I've committed $1.1 to $1.2 billion, but apparently, you know, that extra $1 million is important to Jeff Loria.
Well, I mean, what kind of revenue does a team have in a year?
It loses money.
I know, but, I mean, how close to breaking even?
I don't know. I know that the league has been concerned with Miami's finances, and I know that the league is always concerned that a baseball team shouldn't lose money, you know, considering if, you know, they've got a nice TV package. But, you know, fewer and fewer people are willing to pay $100 to sit in a nosebleed seat and pay $8 for a hot dog and $12 for a watery beer. To support a lot of these salaries. And you may remember Jeff Loria owned the Marlins when they won a World Series, and the first thing he did was he blew up the team. He got rid of all the guys with the big contracts. He moved as many guys as he could, and they finished last the next season. So this does not create, to me, an exciting situation for baseball generally, because I've begun to think that professional sports are just too expensive in the big leagues for anybody to go watch or enjoy. And frankly, when I watch a game on TV, I'm kind of put off by all the commercials and by all the advertising and merchandising. Maybe I'm getting old, Pat, but I don't need to be entertained all the time. I find baseball entertaining by itself. Does that mean I'm a codger?
Well, I certainly know what you mean, because when I'm so glad we have the Trenton Thunder and the Somerset Patriots, but, you know, when I go to those games, it seems like there's everything, almost everything other than baseball. And I guess the point is, those of us who are diehard football fans, see, I always get back to football. But, you know, there aren't that many games. I mean, there are more now. There'll be times where I don't have time to watch a Thursday night game, for example.
I don't either.
But those of us who are real diehard, you know, we certainly watch, you know, Sunday games, and, you know, Thanksgiving is, you know, kind of set around, you know, football. Frankly, I don't like the fact that they're playing, you know, on Christmas Eve, because that's really tough for those of us who have some other things to do. I know, but for those, and for some of the, you know, that can create a little friction if both partners are really diehard football fans, and, you know, who's going to cook dinner. But in general, I think there's too much baseball. I mean, who has time to even carve out enough time to watch, you know, what, even half of the games?
Or baseball, sure.
Yeah, maybe because it could be every day.
Now, Pat, I have to tell you, if I go to a baseball game, like I say, I go to the Yankee game, and I hate going there, and I hate coming back, but I love being in Yankee Stadium. And if I can take the boat from Weehawken there and back, it's wonderful. But if it goes into extra innings, I have a dilemma. I'm getting extra baseball, but the long slog back is just terrible.
Right. And what about Miami? Yep. I'm assuming they're playing outside.
I think they play in an indoor stadium.
Oh, do they? Because
yeah,
otherwise,
it's home stadium. It's awful hot there.
It is so hot. Who'd want to go in the summer? And in fact, when we were in Baltimore this past weekend, and I don't think the Orioles were not playing at home, but frankly, I would not have wanted to sit outside. As much as I would like to see a game in Camden Yards, I really wouldn't want to sit outside on an afternoon in July in Baltimore. I mean, it's just too hot.
Well, there's also another experience that you can have in Baltimore. I've been in Camden Yards a couple of times, both for Sunday afternoon games in July and August, and also night games during the same time of year. And I will tell you, Baltimore is a very humid city. So if it's 93 and it's humid and it's a nice Sunday afternoon, but overhead the summer sun, it shines, just like Mick Jagger would sing. It can be pretty steamy in that ballpark. Now, it's a beautiful ballpark. You get a great view of the city. But for some reason, when it gets to be August, there's no breeze during the day. And it can be oppressive, as beautiful a ballpark as it is. And it's a great place to watch a game, great sight lines. Everybody seems to have a good seat, no matter where you sit. And the view of the skyline is stunning. The view of the old factory or warehouse behind Camden Yards is really nice. The architects who designed that stadium really made it look good. And did you know that the stadium sits on the same land as the house Babe Ruth was born in?
Well, I do know that there's a museum for Babe Ruth in Baltimore. I wasn't aware that it sits on the same land where the babe was born. Frankly, you're right, though, about the weather. And I will say, though, Baltimore, even in July, was hot, but, you can get out on the water. And they're water taxis. So you just take a water taxi, and as warm as it is, it's cool enough. Certainly, we went over to Fort McHenry, and that was pretty hot, to be perfectly honest. And you saw the reenactment of the troops. And, I mean, if they were in summer uniforms, I really felt sorry for them. But it was Baltimore, I really like Baltimore, and I would like to go to a game. And I'm not so sure that I'd want to, if I went down to a game, I think I might want to stay at that Marriott Hotel. Isn't that the Marriott Hotel that overlooks Camden Yards?
I'm not sure, but we stayed at a Marriott that was right on the waterfront. It's called Harborside, I think.
Well, I also stayed at the Marriott Waterfront, which is right on the water. There's another Courtyard Marriott, but there's also the Marriott at Camden Yards, and I think that is I'm sure that's the hotel that's built. Because one of the times I was down there, I was actually at the hotel for a function, and we could see them playing baseball. You could look out the windows of the hotel. We were not in our room, but in where they were having the function, and they were actually playing baseball. I think there are some rooms that overlook the stadium. I'm not sure about that. I do remember, what is it, Toronto?
Rogers Stadium. If you stay in the hotel that's part of the Toronto Blue Jays complex,
right?
You can get rooms that actually you can open your window and you look down on the ball field, and it must be kind of neat to stand there in your skivvies and watch the game.
Yeah, well, I've heard there's some people who put on quite their own show from those rooms.
Well,
I don't know.
The family program.
I don't know if they've changed that or not, but I know when they first opened, they did have some problems with that, so to speak. Well, so that's the news about Miami and Jeter. Why would Jeter want to buy the Miami Marlins?
Derek Jeter lives in Tampa, and he has always wanted to own a baseball team. That's been his dream since he started playing for the Yankees, and it's his retirement dream job. Certainly, he's never going to get to own a piece of the Yankees because the Steinbrenner family is going to keep it to themselves and their limited partners. But on the other hand, Derek Jeter has certainly made a lot of money. He has a property in Tampa near the water that's about a block long and sort of a compound with a wall you can drive past it. And my brother pointed out where it was because my brother lives in Tampa. But we were told that Jeter, who is a real solid citizen and good guy, has dreamed of owning a baseball team for many, many years and putting together a group of investors where he would be the controlling person or the not just a figurehead, but involved in the day-to-day running of the team. And, he's had a successful career as a player.
Right.
He's somebody everybody has admired. He's somebody with a sense of humor. If you ever saw the Visa commercial where he and George Steinbrenner complained that Derek was out too many nights and So he took George out on his Visa card, and they ended up in a conga line in some nightclub. It was kind of funny. So I'm hoping that Jeter ends up being able to put together a group to buy the Marlins, although they are a money-losing team from what I see. South Florida's got too many other things to do, starting with fishing, boating, soccer, highlight, football, like the Dolphins.
Well, and also, remember, they're now not so much Miami, but many, there's so many snowbirds in Florida. I know that I know a number of people, in fact, you may have done this, who go down in the spring and go to the various spring training games.
Oh, I've done that.
And, you know, that's very popular. But, you know, in the summer, I think you're right that, you know, the snowbirds are gone. Not that there are as many in the Miami area, perhaps, as other places. Also, you know, Miami would... I'm not a Florida. I don't like Florida. I don't like to go on vacation down there. But certainly that would be a time of year that you're not going to go down to Miami in the summer.
Well,
so,
August is brutal in Florida, unless you're on the water. And even then, you've got to... it's sometimes better to be in the water.
Right. I'm surprised he hasn't tried to do something like, you know, buy the team in Las Vegas.
Well, I don't know that Las Vegas is going to be a good venue. They're going to start a hockey team there. And,
right.
I understand that the Golden Knights will be playing their first game in October. Second, and they're going to be playing Arizona, so it should be an interesting game to watch. And an interesting team that they put together because they've managed to draft from all 30 NHL teams, and they picked up some pretty good people. In fact, they picked up a very good wing from the Philadelphia Flyers, Jean-Pierre Bellemare, somebody who handles the puck well, skates quickly. And
but I thought they were also going to...
Pardon?
Aren't they also going to have a baseball team in Las Vegas?
Well, Las Vegas has a farm team of the New York Mets.
Right.
And I forget what they're called, but... they also, as you know, the Oakland Raiders are moving there in 2 years.
Right.
So Vegas is going to be even more of an entertainment mecca. And the problem with baseball in Vegas, I think, is that, as you correctly point out, so many games. So you're playing 81 games in the middle of the desert. It's going to have to be a domed stadium with air conditioning.
Yeah, but I think that would be, you know, again, I think that's brilliant from the standpoint of not – only would you get locals, but people who go to Las Vegas, that would be one more activity. And certainly baseball fans who would be able to go out there and watch their team play, you know, and combine it with the family vacation for the people who don't like baseball. I mean, I think I think it's going to be brilliant for the Oakland Raiders to go to Las Vegas. I think there are going to be so many more people who, you know, are not Raiders fans, but who are going to go there either to see their team or, frankly, don't care who's playing. They just want to see professional football.
Oh, sure. And remember something. It's going to be a situation also where a lot of the casinos will offer packages, and I think they're going to fill that stadium all the time.
I do, too. I mean,
football,
I think...
For hockey, that's an open question in my mind, because not everybody's a hockey fan. And
yeah, but to go once, you know, you're in Las Vegas, what are you going to do? You go to a couple shows, and, you know, you're right, I suppose that... but there are a lot of people from the Midwest who really are hockey fans, and they may not be, you know, near a professional hockey, you know, venue, so... I can see where certainly football and probably hockey, but I would wonder if baseball, that might be a place, a venue that, you know, I don't know if they're going to allow any more teams, so maybe they don't allow startup teams in baseball. Well, tell me, do they? Do they allow startup teams in baseball? They're allowing it in hockey.
Well,
everybody
sure,
has to
sure.
give up if, some of their players.
If somebody is going to want to spend $3 or $4 billion, I'm sure you can buy whatever you want. I'm sure the other owners will be very happy to take your money and give you their bottom five players on their roster to pick from. So my take is that sports is sort of overly done. I think we're overwhelmed these days with sports, with what's on entertainment. I think between the internet, television, and everything else, you know, we're kind of bombarded with sports these days. We have sports networks like ESPN that just had to cut back because financially they were losing money.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The sports programs were?
They fired over 100 people who were announcers or what they call talent. So what we're seeing is, I think, a whole retrenchment. And the idea that we're going to see people who are able to shell out all this money to go watch a sports team in a distant venue just may not happen.
Well, as long as the economy is booming, I mean, people are going on vacation. But let me ask you, I think that maybe one of the reasons that the television stations, I mean, there are so many of them now. I mean, that's one thing, the competition. And however, you can still get sports on television 24/7.
Well, yeah, or over the internet. I mean, there's also YouTube. If you want to subscribe to one of the YouTube channels, you can get the Yankees or an NHL team. You can subscribe to the Major League Baseball channel over cable.
Well, Bill, you know what? I am going to, I think we've missed our spot where we were supposed to do commercial break. And they're going to be unhappy with us. So let's us go to some commercials and we'll be back shortly.
Mm-hmm. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, Big C here doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
We're back. It's the Sports Guys, and it's still Bill and Pat. We're looking for John, and hopefully he will get in before the end of the program, but who knows?
Oh, John, why hast thou forsaken us? Or are you just stuck in traffic on 31? I think he's stuck in traffic on 31. John Manfreda is a world traveler these days. He's been in Vancouver, he's been in Las Vegas, and now he's back at the office trying to squeeze out every billable hour he possibly can.
Well, in fact, we were hoping to talk to him since he recently came back from Las Vegas to hear what he has to say about the sports stadium and if he can see, you know, what the progress is in getting that new football stadium and what the scuttlebutt
a
is.
Rink. A hockey rink's got to be ready
well,
to
that's
go on
done.
October 3.
Yeah, but I mean, I would think the hockey rink is almost finished.
I would hope they're putting down the carpet and putting the numbers on the seats. Meanwhile, for those of you who are baseball fans, I want to talk about the struggling Yankees. The Yankees, having been red hot to the middle of June, have been hit with injury after injury after injury. So let me count the ways that the Yankees have gotten banged up. Well, first we have Tyler Austin with a fractured ankle and strained hamstring, who's missed 79 of the 81 games that have been played. Greg Bird, a first baseman and a good one, an ankle bone bruise, and he's missed 59 games. Starlin Castro strained a right hamstring, and he's missed 9. Dustin Fowler ripped up a right patellar tendon. So far he's missed 6, but he's out for the season. He's an exciting rookie. Aaron Hicks, a second-year guy, right oblique strain, and he's out for at least 10 games so far. Matt Holliday managed to pick up a viral infection. He's out for 11 games, and we have Gleyber Torres with a torn UCL, and he's out for 11. Then we have James Caprillion, strained right flexor, and heel injuries. Aroldis Chapman missed 33 games with an inflamed left rotator cuff. Jacoby Ellsbury, who the Red Sox don't miss, had a bruised nerve and a concussion, got his bell rung and missed 31 games. Didi Gregorius with a bruised right shoulder, 20 games. Sabathia with a strained left hamstring, so far 19 games.
What does it sound like? I've walked into a Yankee pity party here.
That's right. Gary Sanchez with a strained right bicep, and Adam Warren with an inflamed right shoulder. Sanchez has missed 21 games, and Warren's missed 19. So the Yankees, banged up as they are, only 4 games behind the Boston Red Sox. And good afternoon, John Manfreda. How are you?
Good afternoon, Bill. Pat, I'm barely here, but I'm here. You
no,
know,
we're
I'm
here,
here in
remember,
spirit.
John, our motto is we're all here because we're not all there.
Because we're not all there, yeah.
That's the way it
I'm doing okay, a lot of traveling, and I'll lead it off with my, as you know, I was in Vancouver 2 weeks ago, and I have an official Canucks puck to
oh,
add
thank you,
to
John.
Your collection.
This is beautiful,
and it will enhance our collection. and comes from a sports shop in downtown Vancouver, at which allegedly recently the Sedin sisters were autographing books in there. So it's, it has some notoriety, you know.
Two Swedish blondes.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. But well, you know, I often wonder why they don't skate wearing tutus.
You know, I think that's been suggested, Bill. Maybe it'll, you know, mesmerize the other guys. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't really like their legs. But, you know, the Sedin brothers have been with the Vancouver Canucks for 10 years, and they've never taken them deep in the playoffs.
Well, they got to Game 7 against the Bruins 6-7 years ago, and they had a 3-2 lead and lost the series.
Well, and remember, back in 90, they lost to the Rangers.
Yep, 94. Yeah,
that was
yeah.
Before the Sedin brothers, that was Mark Messier's great.
And I'm not sure that puck ever went over the line, actually, but they credited it to him.
And you know something? Everybody was chanting 1940. And,
yep. Now they're chanting 1994.
1994, exactly. And remember, that was the same year that the Flyers were up on the Panthers three games to none. And the Panthers came back and roared like a buzzsaw through Philadelphia. And the Panthers had John Van Beesbrook in goal. And the Flyers had a six-minute man advantage and couldn't get off a shot.
I sort of remember that. Yeah, we're going, we're dating ourselves here, but yeah, that's hockey war.
Well, they say people we're getting old and creepy, John.
And they say when people get senile, they remember the olden days. So
this is true.
Yeah. Well, what about your Boston team? You must be
Red Sox.
Well, the last two they dropped a couple of games the last two nights, but otherwise they've been playing well. Bogarts got hit in the hand last night, so the injury bug. It's why it's ironic that you're reciting the injury bug there, Bill, because that's really, I think, hampered every team. Every team's had significant injuries this year.
Well, you know, injuries are everything in sports these days. You know, with so much parity, or as you like to point out, parity.
Yeah, correct.
One team is pretty much the same as the other, and players move around so much that we're just rooting for the laundry sometimes.
Seems that way.
Doesn't it?
But, you know? Speaking of that, Pat, in 2 weeks, the training camps
open.
Is it maybe less than 2 weeks?
I certainly know that.
We knew that. And by the way, for those of you who are football stars, Canadian football is in its second week.
Yeah, no, I watched it when I was up there the opening week when it came on. Yep. And what's really weird is how they can get a running start, kind of like the, what was the league? Yeah. What was the league they had here where Kurt Warner came from, the indoor league there?
Arena football.
Arena football. Yeah, they can start running before the ball is snapped forward. And, of course, that's a major violation for the NFL. But, I think we're all hungry for football.
I think so. Even though I'm a Jets and Eagles fan, I'd like to see them start playing.
And I've got to figure out what game I'm going to this year. But let me ask you, when you were in Las Vegas, did you see the hockey stadium?
Yes. In fact, Bill and I saw the stadium when we were there in March. There's a lot of Golden Knights, actually black. Yeah, I hear them referred to as black Vegas Golden Knights. I've heard Black Knights. I'm actually not. I got to go to the website and check it. But they've got some good players in that expansion draft. They're getting draft picks. They're trading some of the players, you know, knowing they're going to have a tough year. But they have a half a dozen players that other teams want. So the real big thing, they're probably going to get the first pick next year, and they're going to stockpile a bunch of other picks. So really, they're going to be a long shot favorite in about 2 or 3 years.
Well, you know, they drafted Pittsburgh's goalie Marc-Andre Fleury, who won a couple of cups for Pittsburgh after he was sort of pushed out by Matthew Murray this year when they won a cup. But Fleury's a very good goaltender.
That's not bad at all. And, of course, they got lucky with the sixth overall pick. And the kid they got, who was a little smallish but a blur, so much speed. So their expansion draft was good. So I don't know. Bill, can you tell us why they didn't get the first overall pick? I mean, the Devils got the first overall pick, the Flyers the second. I'm not sure why Vegas picked sixth.
Well, it was a lottery.
They just went into the lottery?
They were put into the lottery with six other teams or seven other teams, and the ping pong balls for one and two were New Jersey and Philadelphia.
And amazing. And both of them came away with good players. Although now I'm hearing the player the Flyers picked may have a bigger upside than the player the Devils picked, but he's very injury prone. That's a big concern.
Remember, he may decide to stay in college.
Yep, there may be a year out there too. So, you know, but they certainly invested in their future. I think the Flyers are looking real good. I mean, I was surprised. Like, remember they had that 10-game unbeaten streak last November. You know, you were pinching yourself, like, my God, we may make the playoffs this year. So, you know, but hockey, as we know, is like that. It's a streaky sport.
It sure is.
And it you know, felt bad for them. But I think both New Jersey and Philadelphia will be much better, and that's good for the league, Bill.
It sure is, because remember, these are major urban marketing areas. These are East Coast games, so on the West Coast, you're seeing them right around dinner time or a little earlier. And I think it's just good for the league. Meanwhile, moving right along, we know the Raiders are going to Vegas.
Oh, sure.
And where's the stadium going to be?
The stadium, I think, is going to be north of the city, away from McCarran Airport, but close enough that you can't quite walk to it, but I believe it's less than 2 miles away, which you and I walk 2 miles every day to the Rio,
right,
from the Strip to the Rio to the Strip and back. So it's not a big deal, just be a couple of miles outside there.
Wouldn't they have a place to, you know, actually, I think if they could build it so it's in walking distance, you know, Las Vegas would remind me of New Orleans, because you can walk from the quarter to the stadium.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. Sure, because the stadium's right in the city.
It's right.
But the thing
is,
with Vegas, and of course my daughters are notorious for this, they will literally hire a cab to go from Paris to Flamingo, which is right next door, a small boy. So people take Ubers and taxis,
yeah,
all over the place.
I understand that, but you can't imagine the surge of literally walking to the stadium with.
But the real estate is too valuable. It'll never happen. The real estate's too valuable, number one. Number two, those same people aren't going to think anything of a 10-minute ride.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But
I agree with you. The ambiance of.
The flavor of going to a game in New Orleans is different than anywhere else. And I mean, I've been to Super Bowl there, and in San Diego, you had to take, you know, tram and whatever. But it was just such a unique experience, especially after the game, when you have thousands pouring into the streets and going down to Bourbon Street. So, any event.
I always thought it would be fun to go to a Super Bowl or even just a regular football game in New Orleans, go to Bourbon Street.
Oh, it is.
Hear the music, go to the game, and then come back.
Well, the plan in 2 years, Bill, is to go to a Raiders game out there, and because they're an AFC team, and you may get Raiders Jets out there, but you probably will have to wait a few years to get Packers, Eagles, or Giants, because
really?
NFC.
You think so?
Well, because they're NFC teams.
Well, I understand, but there's usually
every 4 years you rotate.
Yeah,
so
that,
you
that's
could be
true.
It depends where you are on the rotations. It could be 4 years out, and not even starting for 2 years. It could be 6 years before you would have a Raiders Packers game out
there. Well, I know that I'm really, you know, I don't like the Packers schedule this year at all. Last year they had a great schedule. And our actual game this year is Tampa Bay in December. So I think we're going to try to just switch our tickets.
Well, you know, I would...
Oh, that's Tampa Bay in December, and Bill would know better than me, but that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay in December in Lambeau.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a Green Bay win.
Yeah,
but that's not, you know, it's just too busy in December.
Oh, I see, in terms of the travel piece, I see.
Well, travel and the holiday and everything going on.
Yeah.
The weather can be, you know, December, the weather can be really
But you are big. Talking about a whole new you know, avenue of entertainment out there. There's, you know, Raider stuff everywhere. And it's just going to be so weird because for the next two seasons, you know, people in Nevada are going to be rooting for the Raiders knowing they're coming there. And how are the people in Los Angeles or in Oakland going to feel about that? That's a really strange situation. I could see 1 year, but two.
I think they're going to get on planes or drive and enjoy the Raiders. I think if you're a Raider fan, you're not going to care.
I agree. I agree. They have they're
playing in the same stadium as the Athletics play baseball.
Yep. And horrible. One of the worst venues in the league.
And, you know, it's interesting. San Diego Chargers moved to Los Angeles, and nobody goes to see
them. Nobody went. Well, that's why they left, right?
You know, nobody went to see them in San Diego. Now they're being ignored there.
It's yeah.
Are they being ignored in Los Angeles?
There's been – I think they held a press conference, and no one showed up, right, Bill?
Something like that. I have a client who is just outside of San Diego, and he said they were a terrible team in San Diego. He went. Even with Phil Rivers, who was a good quarterback.
Yeah, he was a good quarterback.
And now nobody minded them leaving because nobody they never really caught on over the last couple of years.
Well, they were there since 1960. Yeah. And you know, you had
an AFL team, remember?
Yeah, they were original AFL team, the powder blue and yellow lightning bolt. I've told you this before. I think they have the prettiest uniforms, and I love their uniforms.
I actually have one of their polo shirts, and it's a lightning bolt that goes right across the shirt.
No kidding. I'll have to I'd like to see that one of these days.
But you know, the getting back to your trip, you were in Vancouver, which is a great sports
tremendous town.
You've got universities, you've got major league hockey, you've got major league Canadian football. You have the British Columbia Lions play there.
They have Canadian football. Yeah. Yep, the BC Lions.
Well, before you get to that, let's go back to California for a minute, because one of the things, and you know, this is a Pat Smith who knows nothing, but when we are in California, of course, if there's a football game, we always go to
somehow the Schmitz wind up they gravitate towards
this. What I wanted to tell you is
they're like football gypsies.
But it is amazing. You go into the sports bars and there are so many fans. And I think it's because people have come from all over the country.
Well, it's a transient state.
And they've come from all over the country, and they're still loyal fans to the Packers, the Bears, Detroit. I mean,
To Bill's point, I think that is you've put your finger right on it, that it makes it harder for teams like the Chargers to gather traction because you have a lot of residents there who are football fans but who are fans of other franchises.
Right. And their kids often are. I mean, I've always, you know, whenever I am anywhere, I try to talk to Packer fans. And so many of them didn't come from Wisconsin, didn't have a family, but had an uncle who liked the Packers. Or, you know, a lot of Packer fans really became Packer fans when Brett Favre was the quarterback because they liked him. Just like other, you know, teams when Joe Montana, there were a lot of people who became
put
fans.
Put the 49ers back on the map. The 49ers were actually a very competitive and high visibility team. And I think it was the 50s or early 60s. And then they went about 25 years doing nothing, kind of like became the Detroit Lions. Like, they're there, but nobody cares. And then they drafted Montana, Dwight Clark, and some defensive players. And then they had a 20-year run. And, you know, you do have to credit Bill Walsh, the resident genius. He invented the West Coast offense. And he was smart enough to snap up Steve Young when the USFL folded. I mean, they made a lot of good moves.
Well, look at the Packers. When I was a kid, I mean, they were not very good for many, many years.
From 1968 until 1997, they really didn't have much to boo about.
So, but the Packer fans were always very loyal.
Same with the Giants. The Giants went 30 years without much, and the same with the Eagles forever. So, I mean, you know, if you're fans of the team, I mean, you know, with the Red Sox, it became almost like a cult thing. The Cubs.
Oh, the Cubs. I mean, there's no
Red Sox and Cubs. You can't teams that never won, and yet you had there were some of the most valuable franchises with teams following and so forth.
Hey guys, guess what?
Time.
No, it's time to say until next week.
How could that be? We've got 10 minutes to go. It's only 5:49.
Oh.
Pat. I know you want to get out of here.
You're right.
We'll run a couple of ads, Pat, and then we'll come back.
We've done the ads.
Okay, well, we got 10 more minutes.
I should take a look at the clock.
There you go.
You know something, folks? I want to give a shout-out. I recently bought an outboard engine, and I'll get it tomorrow, from a very nice company down in South Harbor Marine, down in Weartown, New Jersey. Good people, took good care of me, explained everything. I like being well treated when I buy something.
And so what did you buy?
I bought a Honda 2.3 horsepower outboard engine for my dinghy. So that I can go from one sailboat to another or drop the anchor on my boat and go up to the beach.
Well, you can even go up in, on Round Valley Reservoir
if
the governor has not closed it. We've been traveling. I wonder if you saw the same things that I did. I was in Baltimore and, of course, all over the country.
We saw the governor. Headline news in Las Vegas last week was Chris Christie.
Headline news, the shutdown and nobody could go. And I went by on Saturday morning, Round Valley Reservoir. Not only did they have the main entrance closed, they had the boat launch. You couldn't even go in and use your boat, and there's no fee to go in there. So they were not even allowing people to go in there. And, of course, then to see not only see the governor, but hear from everybody around the country that not only did they see him and hear about New Jersey, but then they saw him and his family sitting down on the beach in Island Beach State Park, which was, of course, closed to the public and all the peons.
And I heard that there was a wedding scheduled for Island Beach State Park on Saturday or Sunday. And at when he closed it, the two families were stranded.
Well, they had to move it to one of the public beaches, I guess, in La Valette or Manalokin, one of those places.
What a shame.
Yeah, I mean, it was just ridiculous.
But again, and this is a political show, and we rarely stoop this low as to touch politics.
I don't think we're stooping.
I meant that metaphorically, of course. But no, it's just, I don't want to hear about the beach being closed. There's no budget. There's no money. There's nothing but a big deficit because people can't stop spending. And it's just got to stop. And all of these states with Democratic control legislatures, that's just the way it goes.
Wait a minute. This is a Republican, and they just weren't given in to him to use funds that really shouldn't have been used.
Remember, they were looking to go to Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield money.
And grab that money.
Well, wait, I don't think the budget.
No, they were to grab that. My understanding.
Well, but that's a separate issue, grabbing the money from Horizon. But they couldn't pass a budget.
But that's because of why.
Because you have 48 Democratic votes and like 24 Republicans. And I was listening on 101.5, and one of the Republican people came on. He goes, we couldn't get, a resolution passed to, welcome sunshine. They just won't allow us to do anything. They control it, and they've made it very clear they're not going to approve a budget. Unless it has everything, all the spending in they want. And that's what, what can a governor do? Close the beaches, hoping the people will put pressure.
But you don't understand. He closed everything. Do you know what happened to the courts this week?
Yeah, courts were off Monday. Yeah.
Yeah, but more than that, everything got backed up. All the people.
Sure, one day will back
up. No. Not just one day. It meant that anybody who then couldn't get their papers in that needed to go in on Monday, everything has been backed up.
Sure. The repercussions of that will be tremendous.
The state with,
it's a very unfortunate situation, and it just they keep repeating the same mistake.
But your Republican government and governor can sit on the beach that was closed to everybody else, and don't tell me they couldn't have done something to keep on a holiday weekend, to keep where, normal people go for recreation open.
Well, I mean, this is not a political show, but I think the governor was completely tone deaf by hanging out on the beach in a state park where nobody else could go. If anything else, he should have been going to a public beach and shaking hands and apologizing to people that the state parks were closed.
Instead of just blaming it on a Democrat. I mean, that's always what they do. And don't tell me they couldn't have done something. If they could do it on the morning of the 4th of July, they could have done it on June 30th.
I don't think anybody's arguing that point. You can't argue with that. Of course it was doable, but there's a whole bunch of other things that were doable, too. So you can't pick on that one thing. I don't know.
But I can pick on the fact that the way he wanted to do it was, once again, to take money from apparently Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield, because they had a surplus. So what happens when it's needed? I mean, this is exactly what started with Christy Whitman when she grabbed money from the pension. And now, my understanding, and I believe me, I'm about the least political person you'll ever meet, but my understanding is now they're taking the lottery money that was supposed to be earmarked for certain things, and that's what they're going to try to use to pay back the pension that they haven't been funding. And I'm talking about people who are paying into this pension, and that money isn't there. So, I'm not saying that there shouldn't be some concern.
I think, Pat, if you look, I think I read this somewhere, every single state in the country is in a deficit with their pensions, with their state employees' pensions. It's not exclusive to New Jersey. But anyway, we digress.
We digress.
We certainly do. What I'd like to talk about is some of the things we have coming up here.
We're going to have some HealthQuest people.
One of the most listened to live shows on the whole network of stations.
Try to figure that out. Huh?
Yeah,
how about
shout
that?
Out and thank you, Chris Bianca. We are actively looking for more guests, I understand.
Yeah, if anybody has something interesting, they should call our station and try to get on the Sports Guy show.
Sure.
Is that all sports related?
For you and our listening audience, all dozen of you, whoever you are, wherever you are, we love you. And if you can think of anybody who might be of interest to hear for us to interview, or maybe you know of somebody who has an unusual sport that they really love, let us know. Give me a call at 908-782-9333, and I'll be happy to book them on.
And, Bill, one other thing that we did neglect when talking about some sports here in the waning moments is Wimbledon is going on.
That's right. And there was a horrible injury to one of the women tennis players yesterday.
There's a lot of bad stuff coming out of it. You had Venus Williams in a bad car accident, and somebody died as a result, and that's been casting a cloud, a pall over the proceedings. You have injuries, and someone we know very well is actually there now, good friend Jay Delaney, good Morristown lawyer, Syracuse alum, took a flight to London last night, and his daughter is getting him into Wimbledon somehow. She, lives in London, married a Londoner, and so we have our best wishes out to Jay for a safe trip and for an enjoyable match that he gets to see.
Hey, guys, say goodbye.
Hey.
Goodbye, Pat.
See you next week.
Say goodbye, Pat.
Bye.
Goodbye, Pat.
Get up off that couch.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, guys, I think we can talk